The impression I have is that the Israelis still think that they can carry on for some time. They've rejected calls for a ceasefire, and they're insisting really flatly that the only way this thing can stop is for an arrangement to be put in place that will stop Hamas rearming at the end of the fighting. The example that they fear and what they're trying to avoid is the situation with Lebanon, with Hezbollah in Lebanon in 2006, when the war went on for over a month. And at the end of it, basically, Hezbollah, who they'd been fighting, was able to rearm fairly quickly, more or less wiping out any of the gains made in the war. Now, the Israelis have been more modest in their goals this time in the operation in the Gaza Strip against Hamas. They haven't said that they're trying to overthrow it, and they haven't said that they're trying to stop all attacks, but they are saying very clearly now that they must have something that will stop Hamas rearming. And that involves quite a complex diplomatic arrangement that needs to be put in place. And, of course, that will take time to organise. And meanwhile, the fighting has been going on.
Nicolas Sarkozy has been in Syria trying to use Syria's influence to on Hamas to stop Hamas firing rockets into Israel. Is that particular diplomatic avenue likely to produce a result?
Well, I think Sarkozy has got the right idea. Syria is a very important country in this. It's the only Arab country that really supports Hamas to the hilt. Most of the others don't like it there. It's an Islamist movement. They think it's irresponsible. They support the Palestinian Authority, which runs the West Bank, which is generally recognized also by the West and has been negotiating with Israel. Syria, an important Arab country, backs Hamas. Sarkozy has gone to Damascus in the full knowledge that if there is an outside player, on the Arab side at least, that can do anything, it is Syria. Hamas has its main offices, its headquarters, if you like, in Damascus. But having said that, it's not clear that even Syria can stop this happening. It can talk, it can influence, it can perhaps apply some sort of pressure, but the danger is that this thing is taking on a dynamic of its own, if you like. Then all diplomacy, never mind just Sarkozy and the Syrians, but everybody else's efforts are being outstripped by the pace of what's happening on the ground.
President Bush has so far viewed the conflict purely in terms of Israel's legitimate right to defend itself against rocket attacks. In a couple of weeks' time, of course, we'll have a new president in Washington. Is America's position likely to change?
Well, it's obviously a significant part of this whole story that Barack Obama has not spoken out on it, and he's come under tremendous pressure to do so, and he's sticking to his guns. He's making his point there can only be one American president at one time. Of course, whatever happens between now and January the 20th, and people must hope that it will end by then, Obama will enter the Oval Office with the kind of smoking ruins of the Gaza Strip on his desk, commanding his most urgent attention. That is certain, clearly. However this operation ends, it will have served as a bloody reminder of how urgent it is to try to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian dispute, which, of course, Bush never tried to do.